Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 17, Letter Number 6417. Baruch Hashem, the 25th of Tammuz, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is sending this to the Anholis, Tzira Agudas Chabad, the branch is Tel Aviv, Hashem Aleim Yichu Sholim Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I found out that in about 2 weeks in the Holy Land, in Israel, there's going to be a world gathering from representative of Israeli youth of many countries. So they're getting together in Israel of Israeli youth from different countries. I think the Rebbe says that he thinks that the exact date is July 28th. And that's going to take place in Jerusalem. Now, usually the Rebbe doesn't write usually the English date, the secular date. But over here, the Rebbe wants to tell them exactly when it's taking place. So the Rebbe says, so it would be fitting that immediately you should figure out, consult, make a meeting, how to utilize this opportunity for matters of Chabad. And the central point is to spreading the wellsprings. The Rebbe is telling him there is a conference going to be. You're going to have a lot of people from the different youth. Figure out how to utilize this meeting to spread the wellsprings. And the Rebbe says, I believe that many times I already written that these kind of opportunities are actually the divine providence, specific God's supervision, so that you can influence many countries and many different ways easier, because you have so many children, so many youth coming from all different countries, a lot more uncomparable, because those that need to be worked with, sorted out, meaning those opportunities, those children, those youth that are here, they are brought together and they bring them to you where the person that can work with them can influence them. You don't even have to go searching one by one in all the different countries, all different people. They are being brought all to you. But the Rebbe says what we need to do, you have to wake them up. You have to wake up the one who you need to encourage from their sleep and their slumber in a way so that you utilize this this fully. Rebbe wants to encourage you, wake up the Chabad people. Rebbe says they're handing it to you, basically. And therefore, that's the opportunity to impact and to influence and to take advantage of this meeting. And you're able to take all of them while they're in gathered all together so you can influence. But just wake up from your sleep. And the Rebbe is going to speak about a missed an opportunity, the Rebbe says, a very similar. Why am I saying, the Rebbe says, to wake up from your sleep, from your slumber, deep sleep? Why am I saying that? That is in connection to the fact that it was not too long ago, there was also a world gathering from those who are searching the Tanakh. They're searching the Bible, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and also there were scientists. And the Rebbe says it's obvious, each one of these scientists and those investigators, those who are doing research of the Tanakh, each one of them would be interested to know and to learn about the philosophy of Chabad, the view, the Shita, the Chabad input or the Chabad Shita style, or at least minimally, they would want to get a few books of Chabad. But the Rebbe says it appears that all of the Chabad activists together in the Holy Land didn't do anything, and totally zero, to utilize that above mentioned opportunity, a lost opportunity. So that's why the Rebbe is saying that he's talking about the slumber, he's talking about the sleep, he's talking about not doing anything because there was just such an important meeting and they could have utilized it and they didn't do it. And the Rebbe says, I was searching many different ways to find an excuse or a merit why there is a lack of totally activities in such a case. And the Rebbe says, you don't need to even reflect to recognize the potential that is hidden in these kind of cases. So why? The Rebbe says, I was looking for some sort of a limud zchus, or some kind of finding an excuse why you didn't do it. And the Rebbe says, I only found one merit, one possible excuse, that nobody even thought about thinking about this. That they just didn't, it's not like they didn't do, because they didn't even think about it. And the Rebbe says, so why is this considered to be an excuse? Is the Rebbe says, we can understand it from the other extreme. The Rebbe says, it's known from the Rebbe Maharash that over there he says, he has an explanation. In the Talmud we find different arguments that are very complex. And even though they are very complex arguments in the Talmud, and yet the Talmud attributes that even if there was a maidservant over there, even somebody on a very low level can figure out, the Talmud attributes that they can figure out something which seems like really way beyond. So the question is, how could we say that such a deep argument, even a shivcha, an oma, a maidservant will come up? So the Rebbe Maharash explains that, and you know, this would be the Tanoim, Amaroim, the Rishonim, the Achronim. These are the rabbis, the great rabbis of the Talmud and the earlier codifiers. Very, very deep ideas. And we're saying that this maidservant, she could have argued that argument. How could we say that? It's not at all in their ability. But the Rebbe Maharash explains that if there's something which is really important to you, something that touches you, then whether you're a maidservant or you're a Canaanite Eved, a servant, a slave, a Canaanite servant, they can reach with their intellect, which is very limited, to the depth of this idea. Which means, if something is important to you, even if you're a very small-minded, you don't have the ability, you don't have any developed intellect, but if it's important to you, you'll find the argument, and you'll find the idea, which the great rabbis have to come up. Why? Because something which is important to you, then you find it. So what does it mean? The Rebbe is saying, so from the positive, from yes, we understand the no, which means if something is not important to you, so you don't think of it. So the Rebbe is basically chastising them to say that it's, well, you didn't think of it. Yeah, why didn't you think of it? If it was important to you, you would think of it, because things that are important, you think of, and you get it right. The Rebbe says, this is true in all matters of Torah. So the Rebbe is saying, the only excuse I found why you didn't lose it is because you didn't think of it. Okay, but the Rebbe says, why didn't you think of it? So the Rebbe says, you didn't think of it because it's not something which is important to you. And the Rebbe brings the other extreme, that something that is important to you, even someone on a very low level of intellect can come up with ideas that great rabbis think of. Because why? Because it's important. So the Rebbe is saying, the Rebbe is not happy that they don't, on their own, take advantage of these things. Now the Rebbe is reminding them, there's a new meeting of youth coming from all countries. Utilize it to spread the wellsprings. And the Rebbe prays that as we are coming now from the days of redemption, Yud Beis and Dimul Tammuz, should be able to break through this doubled and quadrupled darkness b'chesed u'berachamim davke, in a compassionate and a kind and compassionate ways only. Meaning, even though sometimes our failures, maybe we're not going to get, but the Rebbe says, no, with kindness and with compassion from Hashem, but we should break through and start caring and start doing things and start coming up and taking advantage, because I guess the things will be important. If they're important, then we'll do. The Rebbe blesses them for good news. This is the idea that the Rebbe shares several times, that if something which is important to a person, the person remembers, the person doesn't. So if it was important, the Rebbe says, then you would think of it. And the Rebbe wants them to utilize every opportunity to spread Hasidus and Yiddishkeit. Now, the people of Kfar Chabad, they got, you know, a lot of very direct, and sometimes they also got chastised for not doing enough. But I think from what we see now, they've grown a lot from a lot of these Rebbe's guidance and directions to them. So I think by now, I think the Rebbe would be happy with things the way they're doing it now.